Since the issuing of the McCarrick novel, which I have taken to calling it, that or the Ted novel, I and others have been expecting Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano to respond to the document. The Uncle Ted novel has been out now for about 2 weeks, and Vigano first issued a short response, and then he gave an interview to Raymond Arroyo of EWTN. Now, as expected, he has issued a full-length written response to the contents of that novel. I have excerpts from his response here. If you want to hear the full reading, follow the link in the pinned comment. His letter is a little too much for this place, as has been Vigano's style of late. As I said with my recent video on Marie Julie Jeheny, her prayers for the chastisement, the place to hear the letter will have a pop-up for Patreon. Feel free to ignore that. The letter is available for free, and it is not behind a paywall. If you want to become a channel patron, great, but it's not required to hear the letter. Again, no paywall. Check the pinned comment for that. For our purposes here, I want to focus on one thing Vigano says, which few others have pointed out, and that is that for a person the Vatican decided to spend 2 years writing a novel about, and to be clear, this document is not only novel length, and is as historically accurate as, say, the typical sword and sorcery novel you might see at your local bookstore, making it a novel. But for a book they spent that much time outlining and writing about Ted, there is one obvious issue here, and that is this. Whatever became of Ted McCarrick? Vigano begins his response by pointing out how unbelievable it is that the novel relies on the current Camerlengo of Vatican City, Cardinal Kevin Farrell, to serve as a key source of information, given that he was Ted's personal friend and had been the friend of Maciel as well prior to that. If ever a work of fiction needed a better character to play a key role in its plot to aid its unlikely hero, it would be this one. And that's not to mention how odd it is that Francis is made out to be Captain Catholicism, who swoops in to save the church in order to right the wrongs left by a canonized saint, that he canonized himself, that was widely beloved by the laity in life. Further pointed out is that Farrell was considered a great source to be used for this novel, but Vigano himself was never approached to help make it more accurate. In fact, as he points out, and I have pointed out elsewhere, the document strains credulity as the Vatican simply repeats tired old plot lines from earlier attempts to tell the story of Uncle Ted as it saw fit. As I said, this letter was released earlier in the week and received little notice from the Catholic world. Likely, that was due to the eyes of the most other sites being on the City of Man at the moment, and that is understandable. And to boot, it's the Thanksgiving weekend, and that holiday has interrupted a great deal of normal work for most people. I saw the letter when it came out initially, but I decided to sit on it for a day or so because I honestly wanted to let what Vigano had said sit and marinate before I reported on it. In the past, I would have put up a breaking news video as a second video of the day, but the contents of this made my choice for me to let it sit. In truth, I wanted to wait a couple days to really respond to this, mostly because I wanted to see what he had to say that no one else has said. And Vigano points out something pretty important in the whole Ted saga, and it's this. What exactly did happen to Ted? Not much, to put it mildly. He was laicized and sent to live with some monks in Kansas for a while, but he has since moved. The question now is, where in the world is Ted? And it isn't a play on where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. It's a real question. That was a mild response to Ted, to put it, well, mildly. Think about it for a second. We hear all the time about how the priests and bishops of the church are treated with too much deference, and yet here we have an example of just what Francis dislikes the most. As Vigano says, to paraphrase one paragraph of the document, Ted no longer being a cardinal reveals the real nature of that deference, that clericalism, which those who hold to it don't think all that highly of the laity. They say they do, but they really don't. To have Ted return to the lay state says a lot, while in reality, Ted should have been summoned to Vatican City and given a much more substantial, shall we say, reward for his work, one that sends the message that Francis takes all of this very seriously. Ted has the ability to travel anywhere he wants right now, meaning, as Vigano has said, he is completely capable of continuing his work in both the ecclesial and secular spheres. For all we know, he still is. He may, in fact, be doing work for some of his friends in the Roman Curia at this moment. We know so little about the process the Vatican used to take care of Ted that we have no idea what the real connections are between McCarrick and other bishops and cardinals in the Holy See. In fact, this whole process was done so far away from the laity that it has left Vigano to wonder, and I think accurately, that Ted's friends are going back to that little-known town in Switzerland that James Grein had mentioned played a key role in his process. That Viganò's, or not Viganò, but McCarrick's links to all of that are essential here. What Viganò does is he draws parallels to what happened in the church to the goings-on in the City of Man that has so many Catholics focused elsewhere. Again, I understand why, but I caution people from being too caught up in the minutiae, especially in a time of diabolic disorientation. That is the hallmark of the City of Man at the moment. Viganò's purpose is to link the City of Man to the church, which is supposed to be the earthly city of God. And I've been using that phrase a lot lately. I'm borrowing it from St. Augustine's language to describe that famous work of his where he contrasts essentially the church, which recognizes its own sort of sinful fallen nature, to that of the City of Man, which seeks to establish an earthly utopia. And by I say the church recognizing its own sinful nature, I mean the members of the church. Here the Tower of Babel comes into play again, as the perfect example of this influence of the City of Man in the church. As I said a couple days ago, just before the holiday, there is an attempt right now to build a new Tower of Babel from within the church. Viganò uses his typical linguistic flourishes here to describe his feelings in no uncertain terms and to make connections that most of us aren't. And it makes a much more, I would personally think, a much more accurate way of telling the story of Ted McCarrick. The core issue here is this. All good novels, all great works of fiction, have a protagonist and one or more antagonists. Austin Ivrey, the professional Francis fan fiction writer who helped Francis pen his new book that is causing some heads to turn, knows this well, and is a master of the craft of making Francis into the clear hero of the church today. He is himself an underrated fiction writer in that regard. The novel about Uncle Ted engages in this too, with Francis being the hero. Benedict XVI, John Paul II, and Archbishop Viganò are the antagonists of the story. They are the antagonists of the recent years of the church in this novel. And that novel tells a convoluted story that in a period of high literature would have been panned as just not believable, that it strains the ability of the reader beyond belief. But in our day, the audience believes the plot as it is presented, which clearly has riled up the real-life Archbishop Viganò, who tells a different account of the story of Uncle Ted. Like I said at the start, to hear that, I have it uploaded to my sources blog in today's show notes. Check the pinned comment for that, or type in returntotradition.org in your browser, and you can go and find it in today's sources. The sources blog is a good place to follow me as a backup, since I own that site myself. Plus, my sources are always linked in the show notes for the day, except for the weekend papal documents. You can find those as open source material free to the public on the Vatican's website. Viganò never says this, but his alternative telling of this story suggests that he is identifying the earthly source of the diabolic disorientation that has entered the church, to borrow the phrase from Sister Lucia Fatima. And that source is the City of Man, which the church basically invited in at or prior to the council. That is Viganò's through line in all of his writings, and it shows in his recent letter. I highly recommend that you give it a listen if you can, or read it for yourself if you prefer. Again, for the third time, links are in today's show notes. I get no revenue from people going to the show notes, by the way, so my suggesting you check it out there doesn't have any purpose behind it. As usual, though, I am curious to find out what you think about this. Would you buy the Uncle Ted novel, as released from the Vatican, in book form? Would you watch the film adaptation? Or will you stick with Viganò's telling of the saga? Let me know your thoughts, and as always, thanks to the patrons for their support of this channel, and please pray for the church. Advent is upon us, and fasting can be offered to God in the name of the good of the church. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.